from the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn. The front walk looks like runway lights, it's kind of like noon in the dead of night.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. If you've been listening to the radio show in the last few weeks, you've noticed that we're starting to play a home theme song at the beginning of the radio show, and you were just listening to a portion of Trace Adkins' song titled Every Light in the House. And in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And if you would like to request we play a home theme song at the beginning of our show, please visit Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page and make a comment requesting a song. And if we play your request, we'll send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Show, which takes place every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 26th through the 28th at the brand new Gilliard Center in beautiful downtown Charleston. Well, today we have a great show lined up for you. Today's radio show is coming to you from Blue Haven Pools. And we'll be talking with Brian Pepin with Blue Haven Pools about what's popular today in swimming pools, what homeowners are asking for in terms of features and what have you. We'll also be talking with Terry Conlin with Express Sunrooms. Also, there's a brand new natural stone wholesaler in town. They sell the slabs that become your countertops at home, called Triton Stone Group, and we're going to be talking with Claire Odell and Megan Jensen with Triton Stone Group. Also, we'll talk to Jim Rouleau with Edgewater Energy Systems, and finally Annette Kreck with Southern Shades. Well, the brand new issue, summer issue for Charleston Home and Design Magazine is now out, and you may have gotten one in the mail at home. If you haven't, stop by one of the home-related retail stores around Charleston and pick one up in the north area. We always suggest people go to Melser Tile, and we have a rack of Charleston Home and Design magazines. You can pick one up there. If you're West Ashley, stop by GDC Home on Sam Rittenberg Boulevard. In Mount Pleasant, also GDC Home is a great spot to pick up Charleston Home and Design magazine. but it features Linda Flannery, and she's got a beautiful Kiowa Island home, and she just made a film, and she's a filmmaker, and her film was shot at her home on Kiowa Island, and we take you inside there. The summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine is also our outdoor living issue, and we've got over 80 different local outdoor living projects that we're going to be showing you, and lots of great ideas and inspiration. We've also got something we call the the Architects Gallery of Custom Homes. And with that, what we do is reach out to some of the best local architects in Charleston, and we feature their work, and we ask them to give us details of what went into the project, some of the challenges that they may have had, what their favorite things are about that house, and why that house is special, why using an architect really made a difference on that house. And it's a great, great photo feature, and we've got about 20, 25 pages of just incredibly beautiful custom homes that have been built right here in Charleston, and we're going to take you inside those custom homes that were all designed by local architects. So pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, our summer issue, and get all the details that you're looking for there. And as I mentioned, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, if you want to get in touch with any of the companies that you hear on today's radio show. It's very easy. Every one of the companies that we're talking to today has their own personal web page, and you can click on a link to go to their website, or email them and look at some of their projects on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Happy Independence Day to everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Blue Haven Pools, located at 7475 Peppermill Parkway in North Charleston, right next to Stokes Volkswagen on just off of Ashley Phosphate Road. And now we're talking with Brian Pepin with Blue Haven Pools. How you doing, Brian?
I'm great. How are you, Tim?
Good. Brian, take a moment and tell everybody about Blue Haven Pools.
Yeah, so Blue Haven is a custom swimming pool builder here in Charleston. We service anywhere from Somerville to Mount Pleasant to Kiawah Island. Mm-hmm. We specialize in custom gunite swimming pools, but we also offer fiberglass and vinyl. So we kind of are a one-stop shop. Mm-hmm. We also do have a fully functional service and retail side, so we're able to take care of the customer not only during their custom build of their pool, but even afterwards, for as long as they own the pool.
That's great. Brian, since we're here at the Blue Haven Pool showroom, can you kind of describe what people will see when they visit your showroom here?
Yeah, so when you first walk in, you'll notice a pretty stunning swimming pool with a spa attached to it. There's also three waterfalls that are attached to the pool. We have brick pavers, multiple types of decking materials laid down for people to notice. Then you'll see we also have two outdoor swimming pools. We actually recently renovated two of the decking materials on two of the pools. So we encourage people to come by and take a look at the new travertine materials we have down, and the new Belgard paver stones that we just put down.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So Blue Haven Pools, your showroom, you folks have three working swimming pools, which makes Blue Haven Pools kind of unique. I mean, not every swimming pool company in Charleston has three working swimming pools that people can come and see and experience.
No, I mean, you're right, Tim. You know, you go to a lot of your home builders, and they've all got model homes and stuff like that, and we wanted to give the homeowners the ability to touch and feel and see what they're actually buying. We think it's a big investment, and going off of pictures and catalogs is not necessarily the right way to design and build a pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so just to kind of sum it up, one of the working swimming pools here at Blue Haven Pools is indoors, and that's you can come and see that year round, of course, and It's kind of looks like to be like a kidney-shaped pool with, you know, with a built-in spa attached and some waterfall features. And then the two outdoors, these are, they appear to be a little bit, you know, I wouldn't say small, but probably small to average size, probably appropriate for a lot of people's properties these days in terms of not having enough room to put in a big, giant swimming pool.
Yeah, and that's what we're really seeing is the market as a whole. A lot of people are kind of going down on the size of the pool, but upgrading a lot on the materials.
Mm-hmm.
The days of building big, big, massive pools and just putting a concrete deck around it are pretty much gone. There are some people still doing it, but we believe in building the pool that is going to be there for a lifetime and is going to be enjoyable for the family.
Mm-hmm. One of the pools outside the Blue Haven pool showroom, it looks like it has an automatic pool cover that's integrated into the pool?
Yeah, we Pool Cover Solutions put on an automatic swimming pool cover for us. That way we can actually show people what that looks like built into a pool versus having to do it after the pool is built.
Mm-hmm. And that's nice because for a number of reasons, if you have small children, you don't have to worry about maybe buying another like a portable fence that you put up around the pool. This automatic pool cover has a very low profile. If you didn't know what it looked like, you probably wouldn't even notice it. And all you do is turn a key, and it automatically closes. And you don't have to worry about the kids getting in the pool. And we have one of those at our house. Nice thing is it keeps all the debris out. You hardly have to, vacuum the pool much.
Yeah, and you'll actually find in a lot of municipalities nowadays, you actually don't even have to have a fence. That the pool cover actually acts as your barrier.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little bit of a savings. If you plan on putting on the automatic cover, you don't have to spend all that money for a pool fence.
Right. And then one more plug for an automatic pool cover. You in the wintertime, if you choose to heat your pool, it helps to retain the heated water also.
It does. I mean, we actually run into our calculations when we put the heaters and we size the heaters to the pool. If it has a cover, it's going to run a lot more efficient versus not having a cover on a pool.
Mm-hmm. I bet Blue Haven pool customers they're probably focused on the swimming pool and the different features that go in the swimming pool. Is the decking that goes around the pool kind of an afterthought?
No. So we are our design team is very capable of designing pretty much everything in the backyard except the landscape itself, the plants, trees, that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We can design the pool. We can design the pool deck. Any fire pits or sitting walls, outdoor kitchens. We actually are in the middle of building an outdoor kitchen at our display here in North Charleston. It's probably about 2 weeks from being done, and after that people will actually be able to see what a custom-built island with grill and a little canopy that goes over the top of it.
Mm-hmm. Probably the one thing that all of the different types of pool decking that you have here at Blue Haven Pools have in common is it's not going to be hot underfoot when in the summertime when you're walking around, and that's a big thing. I mean, some people love the look of bluestone, for example, but man, does that heat up, and it makes it very uncomfortable to walk on.
That's very true. I mean, we have teamed up with a couple suppliers that are exclusive to us, and we have product that is going to be significantly cooler around the pool. Some of our paver materials, the travertine materials that we like to use around the pools are significantly cooler than, like what you said, a traditional bluestone that is going to absorb that heat tremendously.
Mm-hmm. This is the busy season, the busy time for swimming pool companies. A lot of them, if you call them, are going to tell you that, you know, you're not going to be able to get your pool in until fall or something like that. How does Blue Haven Pools handle customers that are calling right now during the busy season?
Yeah, so, I mean, we are getting those phone calls where the number one question is when would you be able to start? Mainly because a lot of pool companies around town are having a hard time keeping up with demand. We are a fairly large company as far as pool companies go in Charleston, and we have a very, very good team. Our biggest issue that we really run into is the municipalities and how fast they can get us the permit. After we get the permit, you know, we're just probably close to 3 to 4 weeks from starting, and normal construction periods, you know, are ranging between 6 to 7 weeks, and then you'll be swimming.
Gotcha. Cool. Good deal. What kinds of features are you finding folks asking for with their Blue Haven swimming pools?
Well, a lot of people are going away from, you know, your traditional rock waterfalls. A lot of people are wanting to bring in copper accents, stainless steel accents. So we do a lot of what we call copper scuppers, stainless steel scuppers. We do a lot of rock veneering. That way you can still kind of get that rustic look. We actually are trying to include some combinations where some people like to do a little bit of a rustic modern look with some glass tile on the pool, but also incorporate some stone around the pool also.
Gotcha. I'm looking at the Blue Haven Pools ad here in Charleston Home and Design magazine. Can you describe what this kind of pool, because it looks like it has a number of features. What do you call that, like a beach?
Yeah, that particular pool is a beach entry style. There's some pretty key points on that pool. There's a beach entry where people can just literally walk down into the pool, and then it kind of drops off to a ledge that some steps follow. There's an elevated raised spa that spills over into the pool, and then there's also a vanishing edge that goes off the back side of the pool.
That's nice. That's nice. I love the beach access because you can kind of just sit there and catch some rays, and I bet it's great for the kids too.
It is. I mean, a lot of kids just like to be able to play in that area, especially if you have little ones.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about Blue Haven Pools?
The two methods are probably the most popular. You can either go to our website at bluehavensc.com, or you can give us a call at area code 843-552-6000.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking with Brian Pepin with Blue Haven Pools and Spas. And thanks so much to Blue Haven Pools for hosting today's radio show.
Great. Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Blue Haven Pools, and they are located just off of Ashley Phosphate Road, right next to the Stokes Volkswagen dealership in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Terry Conlin with Express Sunrooms. How you doing, Terry?
Great, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Terry, take a moment and tell everybody about Express Sunrooms.
Well, we are a locally owned company here in Charleston. We've franchised over the past few years and building out into different areas in the southeast here. Growing rapidly, but we feel growing responsibly. And business has been great so far this year.
Gotcha. So Express Sunrooms, you folks offer different franchises around the country, but Express Sunrooms originated right here in Charleston.
That's correct, yep. Owners of all the franchises are local here, and we were born here in Charleston.
Well, that's great. Talk about some of the different products that Express Sunrooms offers homeowners, and you were mentioning before we started that it's kind of, you see a different demand for certain products based on the seasons here in Charleston?
Yeah, that's correct. Basically, what we are, you know, sometimes the name is a little misleading, but yes, sunrooms are a big part of what we do, but we also branch out into basically everything outdoors. Basically, we take a home when it's built, And we can offer anything from, you know, the sunrooms, of course, to screen enclosures, to patio covers, awnings, different types of shading. Pretty much anything you want to do outside of your home to create outdoor living, we specialize in. So that's kind of what we do. We can provide anything, you know, any package you want to increase your living space to the outdoors, et cetera.
Good deal. What in the springtime? What are you finding homeowners asking for as far as products at Express Sunrooms?
Yeah, that's a great question. Great prelude into what we're going to talk about here. We find typically it's interesting. The seasons bring different expectations and different interests from our customer base. And what we find typically is in the springtime, we get people have been kind of indoors a lot in the winter, looking to get outside and you know have more outdoor living space. What we find in the spring is a lot of times, you know, being in Charleston here, you get gnats and later on come mosquitoes. So we find in the spring as people are sitting outside more, they want that protection from bugs. So we get into a lot more of the screen rooms that time of year. Mm-hmm. And then as we progress into the summer, you know, as we're now into the heat, people are looking for shade. Mm-hmm. Pergolas are a big thing that we do. And
What's a pergola?
Pergola is a shade structure. There's different options there, but a true pergola does not have a solid roof system, and what it does is it creates shade. It creates, as the sun moves across the sky, it creates shade for mm-hmm. you. So besides the absolute high noon, you got, you know, it runs around a 60% shade. Mm-hmm. That's the idea of the pergola, but still allows light into, mm-hmm. You know, if it's attached to your home and you have windows where you want to allow light, so it gives you a shade structure, allows light through.
Not waterproof, but it does give you that nice shade in the summertime.
That's right. It's pergola. A true pergola is not waterproof, but there's been different lines now that we are a sole dealer in the area for Four Seasons. They've had some product lines now which allow it's a pergola basically that has a transparent roof system, so it allows the light through, but it protects against UV. And it also allows you to use in rain. It gives you rain protection. So there's some very unique products out there that give you that pergola look. A lot of people really like the aesthetics of a pergola. But there's some neat systems out there now that allow for, you know, the things that a typical pergola does not provide, which mm-hmm. is, you know, the rain protection, et cetera.
Right. I think a year or two ago we gave away a pergola from Express Sunrooms, part of our backyard makeover giveaway that we gave away at one of our home shows, and it had a remote control with piece of canvas that would roll across the top of the pergola to give you that a little bit more rain protection and stuff.
Yep. Yeah, those options are more for the shade. They do have some rain protection, but they're not 100% waterproof.
Not made
but
for that.
That is an option to do, is have a fabric, you know, that rolls across the top to give you more.
Gotcha.
More shading.
Well, we are in the middle of summer, but fall. I know a lot of people are looking forward to football season and fall and the fall cool weather. What products seem to spike at Express Sunrooms during the fall season?
Well, definitely, as we mentioned, you know, something that kind of comes across more in the fall after, you know, the summer heat. You mentioned football season. We get into a little bit more of the sunrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And we've expanded our product lines as sunrooms. We've recently taken on the exclusive Four Seasons dealership here in Charleston area.
That's a very well-known brand. What does Four Seasons being a Four Seasons sunroom dealer at Express Sunrooms, what would you be offering customers with Four Seasons?
Yeah, basically, Four Seasons is an international company. You know, they're all over the world basically, and it's you know, one of the top names. And Four Seasons is they have a product, I guess, superior product. They have different series, but one that's very popular is called the Sun and Stars series. Basically, it's a sunrooms, you know, with they have full glass ceilings. It's a very unique application. They have system on the roof that's made only from Four Seasons, and it has like some different coatings on there that it's a stay clean technology, they call it. So it's a very unique roof system that allows you full sunlight and all, especially in the winter months. You get that full sun, you can get out there and read a book and have the it's insulated, so you're not getting the heat, but you're still getting the light in there, and which is great all year round, really. And then they call it the sun and stars, because also at night you can look up and see the sky and see all the wonderful things, mm-hmm. Going through as you're sitting in your room, nicely climate controlled and all.
That's great. And and then also Express Sunrooms, you folks just took on a new awning line?
That's correct. Yeah, we're an exclusive dealer for the area too for Sonesta awnings, mm-hmm. and that's popular too with, people wanting their shade. They don't necessarily want a full structure all the time. They want something that they can retract, when they're not using it, and also have some nice shade in there. So it's a popular. Sonesta is they're also a national brand that have been around a long time. They've been family owned and great reputation. So we've merged with them too as their exclusive dealer for the region.
And Express Sunrooms, you folks also can also help homeowners if they just wanted to have a paver patio or maybe some different hardscapes in the backyard as well.
Oh, that's correct. Yeah, we can handle any of the flooring type things too with what we do. We have crews that do obviously pavers, and then we do stone as well, natural stone, and we branched out also into the the outdoor kitchens and outdoor fireplaces. We do the stacked stone and the brick on those, and countertops, fireplaces and all. So we kind of provide the turnkey for your outdoor living space, mm-hmm. whatever the need may be, hmm. whether you're putting in a pool, Blue Haven Pools, and needing a kitchen or a fireplace or some type of a bar top that you want to have out there that's very aesthetically pleasing, mm-hmm. We can provide that as well. We have full a lot of people, again, with the name Express Sunrooms, don't realize that we're a full operation that could provide basically all outdoor needs.
Every time I interview the owner of Express Sunrooms, Michael Gregory, I always ask him this question to see if anything has changed. And I'll ask you this, Terry. He told me the very first time I interviewed him many, many years ago on the radio show that one of the unique things about Express Sunrooms is that you folks do not take any money from the homeowner until the project is completely finished and the homeowner is completely satisfied?
Yeah, that's correct. We have a no-pay guarantee. Basically, you don't pay anything up front. You say go, you sign the contract. We provide we take care of all the upfront engineering permits, homeowners association applications. We handle all that, get the ball rolling. We will deliver all materials to the site. The customer will then meet with a project manager and go through the project. We will complete that project, and it's not till the room is complete that project manager is walking it with the homeowner, and everything is A-okay, and then that's when we expect payment. That just it gives people a sense of ease, but it also keeps all the parties, all our project managers, our crews, everybody in a company holds everyone accountable. They know that they can't, that everything has to be perfect, basically, or it'll be very difficult to collect at the end. So that's just something that's really worked well for us, and we still provide that on all our projects.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Express Sunrooms?
You can find us on on the internet, obviously, expresssunrooms.com. You can call the office there. You just look us up online, and we have a request for somebody to come out, take a look at the project, give you an estimate. We're also on all the different websites, Home Advisor, House, all those,
Angie's List,
right. et cetera. So we're pretty much involved with most of those, and I encourage people to do that. Go online, check us out, check out our reviews. We find When I do go see clients, they usually have done their homework a little bit, and that really helps us. You know, when we're there, they've already seen reviews and have a good feeling going into that appointment.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Terry Conlon with Express Sunrooms. Thanks so much, Terry.
No problem, Tim. Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Blue Haven Pools, located at 7475 Peppermill Parkway, just off of Ashley Phosphate Road next to Stokes VW. And now we're talking with Megan Jensen and Claire Odell with Triton Stone Group. How are you doing, ladies?
We're doing pretty good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, thanks. Ladies, take a moment and tell everybody about Triton Stone Group.
Sure. So Triton Stone Group, we are actually a family-owned company based out of New Orleans, Louisiana, and we are new to the Charleston market. This will be our 9th location. We are a granite importer. We also sell tile, sinks, backsplash, plumbing, pretty much anything to remodel your kitchen or bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a one-stop shop here in Charleston.
Gotcha. Not just your bathroom, right?
Right, kitchen as well.
So Triton Stone Group, are you folks new to the wholesaler of natural stone? Is this a new venture for you?
No, we have been in business for 10 years, and we are one of the largest stone importers in the United States.
Okay. Besides Charleston and New Orleans, does Triton Stone Group have locations anywhere else?
Yes, we are in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, San Antonio and Austin, Texas, Portsmouth and Richmond, Virginia, and Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay, great. So you folks are all over.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that Triton Stone Group, you folks are a family-owned business?
Yep, we are family-owned and operated for the last 10 years. We have a huge family and kind of, try to stay within.
I was going to say that's you must have to have a big family to be able to staff 9 different locations.
Yeah, I'm actually one of 7 kids. I'm the second to youngest. And yeah, we're all really enjoying working for the family business.
Good deal. So homeowners that visit Triton Stone Group, and you folks are located off of Ashley Phosphate Road, not too far down the road from Blue Haven Pools where we are now.
Yes, that's correct. So where Palmetto Commerce ends at Ashley Phosphate, you just go right across. It's 7371 East Spartan Boulevard, and it is the last warehouse on the right.
If you're coming from 26, do you cross the railroad tracks, or is it before the railroad tracks?
You do. You go over the railroad tracks, and the very next light, you're going to take a left.
Okay. And I noticed Triton Stone Group, you folks have got a big billboard also on Ashley Phosphate here, kind of a directional sign for people.
Yes, we do. Yep. It's the next left, at the light.
Gotcha. So homeowners that are visiting Triton Stone Group, you folks have a big, huge warehouse that is where all of the stone slabs that Triton Stone Group sells are housed?
Yes, actually we do. We have a 50,000 square foot warehouse where all of our stone is. Many, many rows for all of you homeowners to come choose your selections. We also have a showroom that's about 3,000 square feet full of tile, backsplash, and those tubs and toilets that we talked about, anything that you would need to redo or build a new home.
Mm-hmm. About how many slabs does Triton Stone Group keep on hand at any one time, like here in your Charleston location?
Yeah, so we're still filling up the warehouse. I think right now we have around 900, and our goal will be over 1,000 at all times.
Okay, gotcha. Is it describe what a homeowner is going to experience when they visit Triton Stone Group and are walking through your warehouse looking at 900 different slabs. That must be challenging to try to narrow it down.
Yeah, so we actually will have inside salespeople that will work with you in particular. Each time you come back, you will work with the same person. We will help you pick the backsplash with your slab. We will ask you what color your walls are, cabinets, you know, the feel that you're going for. If you have any inspirational pictures that you want to show us, we love that. And, you know, we'll guide you through the whole process, and we just try to make it as easy as possible for you because we know building and renovating can be pretty hectic.
Do you have the slabs organized in a certain way? I know usually wholesalers don't give out the actual prices of the slabs because it depends on the fabricator, what's involved with cutting them and so forth and installing them in the house. Are they organized by price or?
So everything right now, since we are a new store, we are just kind of filling it up as we go. So it is a little mixed in, but we definitely know the product, and we will be able to let you know if it's high, medium, or low price range, you know, and steer you in the right direction. We know if it's a granite, quartzite, limestone, marble, any of the different types of materials. So, you know, any questions you have, we'll be able to help, you know, as we're walking through the warehouse.
What are you finding customers choosing? What's most popular these days as far as stone goes?
So definitely grays and whites are, like, way popular. Marble is huge. Quartzites are pretty big. Some granites if they're light colored, but just depending on the individual's taste, a lot of it, you know, suits any kitchen or bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Triton Stone Group has the stone side of the business where in the big huge warehouse, 900 slabs that people can see when they go to Triton Stone Group. But then you also have the tile and plumbing fixture side of the business. Talk about that a little bit.
So that's pretty cool, especially with our slabs in the warehouse that, you know, once you do pick that slab that you would like to go in your kitchen or bathroom, which we do advise to choose first since it is natural and will, you know, change in color. But then we can move on inside to the backsplash and pick a few backsplashes and bring them outside to your specific slab. And then same thing for the floor tile, you know, bring it up to the slab, take a picture, show your husband, get some advice from your friends. And then same thing with the faucets, fixtures, tubs and toilets, you know, whatever brand you like, we can get it for you. Same thing with the faucets, you know, the style, whether it's traditional or, you know, really modern. We've got a lot of options, and you know, you will definitely like what you pick.
So, in the past, I've heard interior designers say that when you're planning a living room, for example, start with the rug and the colors that are in that rug, and then use some of those colors to create the color scheme for the rest of the room. What you folks are saying is start with the slab first, and then
for sure,
and then rather than try to make the tile match the slab, you use the slab as the beginning, the starting point.
Right. There are so many different colors in tile and backsplash, and you know, you can even do a natural backsplash, or you can do a glass, porcelain, ceramic, you know, whatever you prefer, but there are many, many, many different colors of backsplash, and there are definitely many different colors of slabs, but it is natural, and it will vary, and, you know, so you kind of want to just start with that and plan around it, and you'll be happy with the ending.
When it comes to a backsplash, really you can be as creative as you want with the tile and so forth. Does Triton Stone Group, do you folks have like some backsplashes that are already kind of prefabricated, or are they pre-designed, or how do you when you say you match the backsplash to the stone?
So the backsplash will come on like a mesh sheet, and then it is right now at our warehouse or at our showroom, it's on concept boards, so it will show you what it would look like installed. You can mix and match different backsplashes if you like. If you wanted to do like a herringbone design mixed with some subway tile or some glass mosaic, mixed with some natural stone. You can really do anything that you like. And House is definitely a really awesome app on your phone or website that we like to use, you know, to show our customers some ideas. And it you know, it definitely helps. And yeah, but we have a lot of backsplash, any type that you could decide, you know, to go with your stone.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Triton Stone Group?
So we have a website, tritonstone.com. It'll showcase all of the locations. You can just click on Charleston. Our inventory will also be up there. You can look at pictures of the slabs and the lines that we carry. And you can come check us out, 7371 East Spartan Boulevard.
And that's right off of Ashley Phosphate Road. And tritonstonegroup.com, that was the website?
Yes, and we also have an Instagram and a Facebook.
Okay, and Triton is spelled T-R-I-T-O-N. All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Megan Jensen and Claire Odell with Triton Stone Group, and welcome to Charleston.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Blue Haven Pools. And their showroom is located at 7475 Peppermill Parkway in North Charleston, right off of Ashley Phosphate Road next to Stokes Volkswagen. And now we're talking with Jim Rouleau with Edgewater Energy Systems. How you doing, Jim?
Tim, I'm doing great. About yourself?
I'm doing just fine. Jim, take a moment and tell everybody about Edgewater Energy Systems.
Well, we are Edgewater Energy Services and Solar, as well as Edgewater Mechanical. Very much a local company, been here for 8 years. And not only are we very big in within the solar industry, but also a huge electrical contractor. And, you know, the both kind of tie together.
Why don't you talk a little bit about the benefits of someone getting a photovoltaics solar power system in their house?
Well, the thing is, we can't deny the fact utility rates are going to climb and they're going to continue to climb. The benefits with solar energy, this is free energy, and it's free to the homeowner. But, you know, with us, we have a rather unique approach. And with our approach, the objective for us is to go ahead and make sure we boost the output of the system. Mm-hmm. The customer gets a bigger bang for their buck. At the end of the day, that shrinks their payback.
Mm-hmm.
But it's becoming very popular in the area. You know, people are understanding we have an abundance of sunshine here in the low country.
Sure.
But also, too, you know, with the tax credits that are, you know, still available between the federal government and the state, 30% federal, 25% state. But given that the material costs have dropped substantially just over the past few years, the systems now are very, very affordable.
Cool. What is a tax credit? Because that's different from a tax deduction, right?
Correct.
And I know you're not a tax professional, so we...
Right. What it is, the difference between a deduction and a credit comes off your liability, what you owe the government or what the government is withholding from your payroll. And it is a dollar-for-dollar credit.
So if during the course of a year you paid $15,000 in taxes, and that includes state and federal, 30% of the cost of a system is gonna be deducted from that $15,000 that you've had to pay.
Yeah, from the feds, and then 25%, you know, of that $15,000 also from the state. So 55% is subsidized in the form of tax.
55% total. So instead of paying $15,000, just using as a round example, for your state and federal taxes, you might be able to reduce that amount down to maybe $5,000 in 1 year.
Yeah,
and so
yeah, if you have a total of $10,000 in tax credits, absolutely.
Right, and those are real dollars.
Those are real dollars. I mean, you're either, you know, going to pay, you know, the government or the state, or they're going to help you subsidize this.
Mm-hmm.
So,
gotcha.
I mean, and quite frankly, you know, because, you know, like I mentioned, we're very much a local company, been here for 8 years. And a few years ago, of course, when the systems were more costly, I mean, a lot of my clients would tell me that if it wasn't for these substantial tax credits, they couldn't see their ways, feasibly see their way financially, you know, to go ahead and do this.
Mm-hmm. Do you make any recommendations to homeowners about how to make their homes more energy efficient to begin with so that they're consuming less energy, whether it's solar or not?
Well, Tim, that's one of the big things that sets us apart from everybody else. This isn't just about producing energy. It is about your consumption. So when we come out, we do a free energy analysis. And the main purpose of doing that is taking a close look at how the home's consuming energy now. Then what we want to do is figure out, you know, ways to go ahead and drop that consumption.
Mm, that's great. That's great. So EdgeWonder Energy Services, you folks are going to help make suggestions on how to make the home more energy efficient to begin with. So you're consuming less, and then you'll also be helping the homeowner with the solar system itself. And so EdgeWonder Energy Services, you folks, besides solar electricity, you folks also offer solar pool heaters?
We do, yeah, given that we thank Blue Haven for Pools for hosting us today. But, yeah, we also do solar pool heating. A big thing, especially this time of the year, is our conservation packages for the attic, you know, which include big and industrial-sized solar attic fans that qualify for tax credits. And, of course, we do photo. You know,
what do the solar attic fans, what do they do?
Well, basically, they keep your attic within 10 degrees of outside.
Mm-hmm.
So when we drastically reduce the temperature in your attic, you cool the home more efficiently, which, of course, is going to lower your cooling costs. But now the air conditioner doesn't run as much, so mm-hmm. you extend the life of the air conditioner as well as extend the life of the roof. And there's no annual cost to run this fan, unlike a big electric fan, because it's, of course, solar-powered.
Mm-hmm. And EdgeWonder Energy, you folks also can help homeowners with solar hot water?
Yes. The thermal solar was always a big thing in the residential sector, because if you are heating water with electricity and there's a family of four in the or more in the house, you could easily capture 30% of that power bill. But also, too, back in the day, you know, thermal solar was at a price point that was more obtainable by a broader customer base. Well, with photovoltaic and the cost coming down on that so much, the payback on the photovoltaic is now faster than the solar hot water.
Hmm.
But given, you know, because every home is different, and, you know, given where that hot water heater is located, and if it is electric, then we have actually a more cost-effective way of addressing the hot water needs as well, and eliminating, you know, that source of electrical consumption.
Mm-hmm. There is an upfront cost, obviously, when you're getting a solar electric system installed by EdgeWonder Energy, and I imagine some of your customers probably maybe use a home equity loan to.
Well, that's the benefit with us, Tim. Our customers, they don't put a single dime down, or do they pay a single dime for a year until after the system's been put in.
Hmm.
So there's no out-of-pocket money up front. They'll have the opportunity to enjoy the benefits of the system for a year, you know, bank that energy savings that they didn't send off to the power company. But more importantly, it'll give them plenty of time to file for their taxes, capture their tax credits, and use that to pay it off.
That's incredible. So you're not paying anything for the first year? Do you pay interest or anything?
Well, if you pay and I explain that when I come out, but as long as you pay off the whole thing within 12 months, there's no interest.
Nice.
So just like we talked about with the home equity account, it's kind of like a bridge loan. It'll give them plenty of time, you know, to capture their tax credits, but if need be, you know, arrange a home equity account to go
right.
ahead and absorb the balance.
Yeah, that's probably one of the things that might hold someone back from purchasing a solar electric system for their house. Is that upfront cost. Well, that's
mm-hmm.
great. Well, how can folks get more information from EdgeWonder Energy Services?
Well, and Tim, I'm glad you asked that. And just real quickly, you know, there's a lot of information that's been going around, you know, lately here in the Lowcountry. We've, you know, had a lot of companies come in from out of state. So, you know, we always recommend, you know, get a second opinion. I mean, knowledge is power, okay? So call us at anytime. We're by no means high pressure. We would love to come out, you know, educate you, you know, because the better informed you are, of course, you know, the better position you're going to be to make the right decision. So anyways, we are EdgeWonder Energy Services. We're located at 7361 Industry Drive, just down the road from mm-hmm. here. Our phone number is 843-906-2187. Oh, I'm sorry, that's my mobile number. The office number is you can call me personally on my mobile too, but the office number is 843-937-9999. And our web address is www.edgewaterenergysc.com.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking with Jim Rouleau with Edgewater Energy Systems. Thanks so much, Jim.
And just one quick thing, mention that you heard this to get a $1,000 discount off your solar system.
All right, great deal. All right, thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Blue Haven Pools, located right off of Ashley Phosphate Road next to the Stokes VW dealership. And now we're talking with Annette Kreck with Southern Shades. How you doing, Annette?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Annette, take a moment and tell everybody about Southern Shades.
We're an interior fabricating company that fabricates draperies, shades, bedding, blinds. And we also do upholstered headboards. We carry fabrics. We work a lot to the trade and to the clients, more frugal clients that would like us to come in and help them with their projects. We also work to architect firms and that kind of work.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So how long has Southern Shades been in business?
We've been in business 16 years.
16 years, mm-hmm. Okay. So I always, you know, I think when certain companies are dealing directly with the public, that's great, but when you win over the building professionals, when you win over the custom builders and the interior designers and the architects, that says an awful lot about that company. How has Southern Shades been able to create so many happy customers with interior designers and architects?
Well, we pride ourselves in the experience and the knowledge of how a home is built, and knowing that when we hang the products to the house, that we're using the correct hangers, we're using the studs in the walls, and we're not just coming in and throwing something on somebody's drywall so it falls out the wall mm-hmm. later. We have the knowledge of building, so that therefore when we build a product, we know where it needs to be hung. Versus some of the big box stores or some of the smaller shade companies will come in and sell their products, but they don't really have the knowledge of how it should be hung in the house, mm-hmm. how it should look in the house, and whether they want to put shades and draperies to a window, or if it's hung in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the installation I'm sure is key to fulfilling what that customer is ultimately purchasing. And
yes.
Talk about like maybe a couple of instances where you've seen a window treatment that's been installed incorrectly.
Well, for instance, just recently I went to a home where a client had bought a new home and had it built. And when she finished, she was worried about her budget. And so she went to a shade company and had them come in and put some shutters in. The shutters were put in where incorrectly. And at that point, when they call me in to do something and they ask me what I think, I don't bite my tongue. I let them know how it's incorrect and how it will look, you know, how it should have been mm-hmm. correctly done. And they called me in for doing draperies, and they asked me about the shutters, and that's what I let them know.
Mm-hmm.
Because it happens all the time. People try to do it themselves, or they go get a smaller company that carries blinds and shutters and have them put things in. And they'll put it in. They're in and out. They sell the product. They're in the door and out the door, and you don't see them again. I stand behind the quality of the workmanship we do.
Mm-hmm. I've heard some different blind or shutter shade companies advertising on the radio for kind of a do-it-yourself installation kind of thing too. And mm-hmm. to me, that would be a little bit too challenging for just about anybody, because do you find that a lot of the windows are not square? There may be the measurements that you take the measurement of one window and it might be slightly off on the next window.
Well, in most homes, there is a slight difference in variation of all build to each window. Okay, and so therefore what we do when you call us, we come to your home and we we measure, and then we talk about the details, what you'd like drapery here, Roman shades, woven woods, shutters, or what you would like in the windows, and how you would like the room to look, and how you'd like it to feel. And every window is different. Every door measurement is different. So, and therefore, we don't charge to come out for first consultations and to go over what you'd like to build.
Gotcha. And how are there certain window treatments that are better suited for certain windows in the house, whether it be, the windows on a southern exposure versus maybe window treatments that face the street? They might want a little more privacy. How do you help a homeowner determine that?
Well, the first thing when I go into a new home with a client and they're going over their house that they've just had built for themselves, or even going into a home that's existing and a client is just trying to figure what they want in their house, most of your bedrooms should have an interior lining of blackout and drapery or in shades. And this will protect the inside of the house from the sun. In some areas, I've run into places where the windows are so large we need to put automation in.
Automation? Okay.
You know, and sometimes we can do automated shades, we can do automated drapery. We've done a lot of automation work also.
Mm-hmm.
And we do build work with the architects and the builders with their AV person to coordinate our hardwares. And we work with Somfy Company and companies like that to do the automation. But, yeah, going back to what we were talking about on the houses, I usually know pretty much what a customer should or would like to enjoy in their home as far as their drapery in their bedroom or versus their drapery in their dining room or living room. And their bedrooms should have some privacy to them. They also should have some, you know, something that keeps the sun out of the room, because if they sleep in the morning or something like that, they'd rather have that inside. And also in the blackout linings, we don't put that on the back side of the curtain. We always have our curtains in three layers, all our drapery in three layers. You have your face fabric, your inner lining, which where your blackout panel will hang in there, and then you'll have your sateen on the back of your drapery.
Hmm. And why is that?
Because a higher quality drapery.
Mm-hmm.
You can go and buy draperies in a bag and pull them out, and they're supposed to be blackout, and you've got a rubberized piece of fabric on the back of that curtain. You don't want to touch that. You don't want to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that look to your drapery. So we do a front fabric, we do an inner lining, and then the sateen, 100% cotton, is put on the back of the curtain.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Does Southern Shades, do you folks have your own workroom?
Yes, that's what we are.
Okay.
We are a fabricating workroom.
Okay.
We build everything there on site. And we come, we install, we're full service. We install, we sell all the hardware, we sell all the fabrics.
Excellent. Well, how can folks get more information about Southern Shades?
Well, we have a website. You can give us a call. We'd love to come out and talk with you if you have a project or a home you're building. And we can go over what you have in mind. We carry several lines of fabrics and of hardwares, shades, blinds, shutters. We carry Norman products, Somfy products. We carry Horizon woven woods and shades. We carry Hunter Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
So, we carry some of the top names in the products.
Okay. And what's that website again?
It's SouthernShadesDesign.com.
SouthernShadesDesign.com. And how about a phone number?
843-553-2834.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking with Annette Kreck with Southern Shades. Thanks so much, Annette.
I'm talking about a home.
Been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.